Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world on this last weekend of the month. We have a giant show for you this week. My first guest, a Tony Award-winning actor, Hal Linden, will be joining us. From America's Got Talent, our buddy Howie Mandel will be here. Country singer Kelly Lang. And from Dancing with the Stars, Derek Hough. Also on the show, from Voice to Men, Nathan Morris. He's got a brand new show on HGTV. Kyle Petty will be here. He's now in the announcer's booth, the second half of the NASCAR season that NBC handles. And then Rutledge Wood, who's an analyst for NASCAR, will be joining us. He's got a huge RV show in Utah. And Dr. Eric Dunnenfeld will be here to talk about cataracts. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. I'll be right back with Hal Linden.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. Who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
We are back nationwide and all around the world. It's Ron Segi Today. I believe that after, I guess, 27, 28 years and 19,000 guests, I'm not sure, but I believe this may be the first time that our guest has been on the show. I don't know why, but we've been long overdue. He's quite a talent. He's a Tony Award-winning actor, singer, musician. He's with the Rothschilds, which was a great show, The Gathering, and, of course, still in syndication, seeing just about every day, Barney Miller, joining us right now with a brand-new theatrical release that's going to open in 25 markets, is Hal Linden. Hal, welcome to the show. It's good to have you here.
Pleasure, sir. A pleasure. And I'm sorry I'm late.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm sorry we didn't get together earlier.
27 years, you know.
27 years. I've been asking, can I get on Ron's show? No, all right. We'll do it.
Keep asking for the next 27, okay? Because there's got to be a break in the action someplace.
That'll also be kind of exciting, considering how old I am.
I think we're going to be doing this on Cloud 11, okay, if you understand.
There you go.
At least I hope we will be. Hal, tell us about this. This is a great premise for a movie. And as I mentioned before, and we're going to tell everybody how they can find this, because obviously we want everybody to go out and see it. It's a great premise. You play a grandfather in this, do you not, Hal?
Yes, I do. And I am a grandfather, so that wasn't the hard part.
That wasn't a stretch.
But the story is really about the grandson.
Right.
Ryan Ochoa plays my grandson, who is an art student. Wants to be an artist, is constantly drawing, or as I say, doodling, and doesn't see a way to get into art school because his father says community college is all they can afford.
Mm-hmm.
and he gets an assignment to do a project, a multimedia project, about an historical event. And he kind of accidentally discovers that his grandfather had a history that he had never told anyone about. His grandfather having been a Holocaust survivor, and Holocaust survivors are not, they're reticent,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
and understandably so. You know, a lot of pain going on, and the brain kind of puts it in places where you don't think of it all the time, self-protection. And the picture is about his getting the story out of Grandpa and putting it on into a multimedia package and finally showing his product. And the family is, like most families, not all that communicative between the generations. And that's normal, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all want to establish our own generations. I remember I did it. I wasn't going to listen to the music my father listened to and dress like he did and cut my hair the way he did. And the language. Every generation has its own language.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not easy to get the generation together to accomplish the project. But it seems that art can be more eloquent than words, and the art of the boy is what brings the grandfather to tell his story, and the dedication to the project is what brings the grandfather to actually finally tell his story, and the boy does accomplish it, and we have a... In the end, art brings the family closer together. That's about the whole picture.
Well, I still want people to go see it now, just because you gave that description. But you know, Hal, you bring up an excellent point of view here. I think a lot of times, especially from the generation of the Second World War, but I think even in today's situation, sometimes when there has been a catastrophic event in their life, they don't want to talk about it. I mean, I've known people that are in the World War II, Americans that were fighting in the war, that don't want to talk about it. And I think it's sad, because I can remember my father many times wanting to sit down and talk to me when I was like 15, 16, 17 years old about when he was a little boy. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't care about this. I got to go out and ride my bike, drive my car, go
there
with
you
my
go.
Girlfriend. I don't.
That's what I mean. You're trying to establish your own identity.
Right. And then...
And the problem is, as I say, there's nothing... that's common.
Mm-hmm.
But what have you lost, you know?
Yeah.
What gets lost... History, experience, wisdom.
Right.
A lot of things that can make your life better gets lost and the thing about it is that a lot of it, of what the past can educate us about is still happening.
Yes.
I mean, you said it's difficult to remember. We just, you know, or we don't want to talk about it.
Right.
Look at what's happening with the Me Too movement,
right,
and what's in the headlines today.
Yeah.
You know, are reticent to talk about this painful part of their memory.
I think sometimes that's the reason why we keep on making mistakes, because philosophically speaking, you don't know what you're going to do today and tomorrow if you didn't know what happened yesterday. And I think that's a problem we have. I really do. This is the second venture that you've been in that addresses the Holocaust. It's, you know, the movie now, which is called The Samuel Project, which is kind of cool because we're talking about fathers, and my father's name was Samuel, and also The Gathering.
Had to do with remembering the Holocaust and keeping it in our minds. Which philosopher said, "He who does not study history is doomed to repeat it"?
Yes. Oh, boy, that's a famous saying. And
that's right.
So
and
true.
That's so true. Uh-huh. And we keep repeating our history. We keep making the same mistakes over again because we don't study what happened in the past.
No, that's exactly right. I'm a big proponent of that. By the way, I want to remind everybody that the name of this movie, again, is The Samuel Project. And I happen to have here, Hal, how you can find more about it. You go to Facebook.com/ The Samuel Project Movie, or Twitter at Twitter.com/ The Samuel Project. You'll learn about the 25 cities that it's in right now, all major markets, too, I might add. There's something, Hal, that I did not know about you, okay? And that is, I didn't realize that you were a clarinetist and a vocalist. Do you still pick up the clarinet?
Yes, violin. I still do. I still concertize. Not as much as I used to, but still at it.
Somebody told me that the reason that you left the music business was because the music that was changing in the 40s and 50s, you weren't really that fond of, so you decided to go into acting. But it's a tough thing to walk away from music, you know.
Well, it was the end of the big band era that did it for me.
Right.
I was enamored by the greatest of the last big bands. I'm not talking Dorsey and Don Miller. I'm talking Stan Kenton.
Right.
Woody Herman. And,
right.
Those bands that really were taking big band jazz to new heights. And when I went into the Army, it was the height of the big band era. And when I came out of the Army, they were all gone, and it was the beginning of rock and roll. And it was, early rock and roll was not my... I just couldn't bring myself to it. So I tried the theater, and look what happened.
Yeah, and a lot has happened. And you know what's very nice to see is a talent like yourself, so versatile. Here you are doing many serious, like the Rothschilds and the Gathering, on stage, and then turning around, and I didn't realize, too, that Car 54, Where Are You? And I know you're on Search for Tomorrow, but then go into comedy with Barney Miller and being so successful with 8 successful seasons in syndication right now. I mean, that show is a versatile talent, and I say that honestly, Al. I'm not trying to puff you up a little bit. It's a great, great talent that you have to be able to do both and be believable in both.
You might even say... jack of all trades, master of none.
No, see, I don't think that's the case. I think you are the master of them, too.
After a while, you get to, you know, if you keep working at it, you can get pretty good at stuff. And I've been working at it a long time, so.
It's funny you should say that, because somebody said to me a few weeks back, and it's not the first time, they say, boy, you know, when you go on the air, it looks so easy. Well, if you've been doing it for 50 years,
there you go.
If you've been digging a ditch for 50 years, you better have a pretty good ditch. But again, the name of the movie is The Samuel Project.
I have to seek it out, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Be in an art theater near you.
Yeah. There, again, is the website, facebook.com/ The Samuel Project Movie. And you do have to seek it out, but it's worth seeking out because it's a great presentation. And it's family-oriented, right, Hal?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make a pact here, okay? Let's not wait another 27 years to get back together again, okay, my friend?
Okay.
Okay.
A pleasure.
Okay. Thanks, Hal, so much. Good luck with the movie and look forward to having you back, okay? Bye-bye. Hal Linden has been our guest. Boy, what a talent. Really, a very versatile talent. And, you know, he can do serious stuff, comedy. He's got a new movie called The Samuel Project. You got to seek it out. But when you do, you'll find a movie that you'll love to watch. And, of course, Barney Miller is still in reruns all across the USA. He is indeed a legendary actor and a Tony Award-winning actor, too. Hal Linden. And there's more to come with Ron Saggi today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. And joining us right now from America's Got Talent is a guest that we've probably had on the air more than anyone. It's always nice to have him here. He's really a nice guy. Pretty funny guy, too, to be honest with you. And joining us is Howie Mandel. Hey, Howie, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Ron.
This has got to be the toughest job in the world because, and I've emceed a lot of talent shows, but I never want to be a judge. How do you do this? I mean, don't you, like, feel sorry for children and old people and people that just have no talent?
Yes. Yes. And it's really hard as a performer to kind of be critical, but I think it's my job to be honest. But that being said, I love nothing more than sitting there and being witness to great talent and sometimes even insanity where you can't find the talent. And as tough as it is, it's worth the toughness.
You see, what scares me, and I always tell this to people, they say, you want to be a judge for some beauty contest on this? No, I'm afraid to do it because there was a guy, Howie, that once told Elvis Presley, go back to driving a truck. Now, that guy, of course, was kicking himself for the past 40 years, 50 years. But you never, never really know what's going to hit. Some bizarre things hit. And that's what I would be afraid of, telling somebody, hey, you know what, go back to working at Bed Bath & Beyond and forget the singing career, and then all of a sudden they become the next Pavarotti.
Well, I wouldn't tell anybody to, like, forget about it. I would just, you know, I would tell somebody that, you know, I don't think at this particular time that I have the, or you have the wherewithal for me to put you through to Las Vegas or Hollywood to the live shows. But don't give up.
Yeah.
You know, there may be, you know, talent is subjective. But what's not subjective and what we have a lot of on this show this year is a lot of insanity and bloodletting and danger and thrills and spills. And that being said, besides all the variety acts, I think the singers this year are far and above any other year, and the dancers and the musicians, all the talent is far and above any other year that they've done in the show. And I think if you compare the talent that we're seeing just in the beginning of this show to any other show that exists, I think that we could beat them, or they could win those shows, hands down. Like our singers, our dancers, and then we open it up to even more kids and older people and variety acts.
The thing about kids, and I love to watch little children, because to me, if they're up there singing or juggling or whatever they do, it gives you a feeling of, wow, this new generation is really going to have a ton of talent behind it. But you always worry about if they're going to change that look. Or they, you ever see a child star back from the 50s or the 60s and see them today and they look like Gabby Hayes? You know, they lose the look, they lose everything.
Well, doesn't every child lose the look? Every kid in the world. I don't think I'm as adorable as I was when I was 4.
I think you are. But that's just a personal matter.
You're flirting with me.
I shouldn't be doing that. But you look at the timeline that they have to really capitalize on their, you find this with old people too, capitalize on their success. And a lot of the agents will say, well, you know, the kid's not going to look like that or the person's going to die.
And you find this with little people too? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I just think it's a tough job. You had such a good deal going, Deal or No Deal.
Are you trying to talk me out of America's Got Talent?
No, somebody's got to.
And why are you making the little people feel bad?
I don't know. I just have a thing.
What are you saying? They lose cuteness? What are you saying, Ron?
There's no cute big people. They're just little people that are cute and older people. I don't know.
I don't know what the point is, but I couldn't agree with you more. And you don't know what you're saying, but on that note, America's Got Talent this season is and you know what? Tune in just to watch the little people and the children while they're still cute and before they get old and ugly and Gabby Hayes-like.
No, I give you a lot of credit. I think you bring a lot to the show.
I'm phenomenal. That's what I've been told.
Right? Yes.
Yes.
I've heard that from a lot of different people. In fact, right. You just said it, so that makes it phenomenal.
Yes.
Because I'm sure that wherever you go, people will come to you and say, I have a neighbor who has a nephew, has a brother, who has a sister, who's a godfather to a little boy that can really, sounds just like Elvis Presley, okay?
Right.
You get that now.
Right.
You're
I like that. I'm fascinated by talent.
Are you really?
Yes. I love it. I love watching people, and people have come up to me even for no reason at all. I had nothing to do with this show, and auditioned and sang a song and done a poem, have done handstands because they think that, you know, anybody in show business is their entree, and I love that. 24/7, I watch TV. I watch good entertainment as much as I watch bad entertainment. But entertainment is just subjective. So I believe that little people do keep their looks their entire life. You, on the other hand, are turned off by, you know, older dwarves. And that's your thing, Ron. I embrace them. Not physically. I don't embrace anyone.
Well, no, of course not.
Germphobia.
Germphobia. I thought of you the other day. I have to tell you a quick story. I was in Fort Lauderdale for one of the big events of all time, the anniversary of Connie Francis doing Where the Boys Are. Now, I know you're excited about that.
Okay. God, how do you get invited to all the A-list events?
I don't know. I'm just a lucky guy, you know.
I know.
They call me first, probably because everybody else turned them down, but they call me.
Anniversary of Connie Francis doing Where the Boys Are.
Yes. And, boy, you talk about old people at that.
Yeah.
So there was a guy there that, and I thought of you. The guy was just, he was like a snake that the skin was just coming off of him because he was in the sun so long. And he brushed up against my shirt and left the skin on my shirt. Now, Howie, you were the first guy I thought of at that point because I almost threw up. I really did.
Good.
Yeah, see, I have a very big empathy for how you feel about germs. I'm the same way.
When strangers brush up against you and their skin is peeled off and left on your shirt, I don't think you need a phobia to throw up a little bit from that.
No, you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
Well,
that'll happen at a Connie Francis.
Don't forget the name. Don't forget the
people
name.
People shed. People will shed at those. That's why I don't go to those anymore.
I know. And, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I told them you couldn't make it, because they asked me and I said, there's people shedding here.
Right. And that's why it's important to not go to those events and stay home and watch America's Got Talent on NBC.
You know, you did that just like Bob Hope used to do those promos on The Carson Show. He would be talking about a trip to Africa, and then he'd say, but I'm going to tell you, folks, it's Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. All the servicemen will be there. That was a great segue. That's fantastic.
Well, I'd rather talk about the show and leave that image in people's minds rather than shedding elderly people at a Connie Francis benefit.
Boy, Connie's never going to talk to me after this. I want you to know that. But you never talked to me before this, so nothing gained, nothing lost.
Yes. Well, we've gotten a lot of information from this promotional tour I'm
yes,
on.
We have. We certainly
You don't think little people are cute?
I don't think so.
And children become ugly after the years.
I tell you, I got a very negative attitude on this. No, America's Got Talent. I have to tell you something, and I really mean this. First of all, and I say this sincerely, all joking aside, that you are a perfect choice for this. It's the reason I read it, the way you faxed it to me. And the summertime is a tough time to bring in an audience.
Summer's tough. So that we're viewing, we'll have no viewers. Let's recap, ladies and gentlemen. The children don't stay cute. The dwarves become ugly. Connie Francis has elderly, skin-shedding
fans.
People at her festivities, and the summer is really tough for me. So for nothing, no other reason but just to give, watch America's Got Talent on NBC. Pick up your TV guide, then you can figure out
there
when it's
go.
On if you want
it
to see it again.
America's Got Talent with our pal, Howie Mandel. Howie, it's always great when you're here. You're one great talent.
My pleasure, Ron.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Ron.
And we'll be back with more with Ron Sedgy today.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The family of George Floyd wants Congress to pass a package of police reform bills. A bipartisan group of lawmakers has already begun working on it. In Minneapolis, former officer Derek Chauvin was sentenced on Friday after being convicted of murdering George Floyd earlier this year.
22 and a half years is not enough. We were served a life sentence. We can't get George back. Gianna can't hug George again.
George Floyd's nephew, Brandon Williams. In South Florida, a fire burning underneath a collapsed condominium complex is hampering the search for survivors.
It's extremely difficult to locate the source of the fire, and so they've been working around the clock.
Surfside, Florida Mayor Daniela Levine Cava. 159 people have been reported missing. 4 people have been found dead. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Don't let go. Look in my eyes and in my soul. Hold me close, hold me near. Please let go of all your fear. I'm not going anywhere.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today.
Jesus.
And I got to tell you, that is one beautiful song. I could listen to that all day long. Joining us right now is the person who's singing it and wrote it, Kelly Lang. Hi, Kelly. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thank you for having me. Appreciate you playing that.
I just listened to that. The words are beautiful. Tell us how the words of this came about. You have this very close to your heart because it's an experience that you had.
It was interesting. 16 years ago, I witnessed a friend of mine taking care of her husband, and I loved that she kept saying, honey, I'm right here. I'm not leaving you. Didn't matter how many nurses were there, he really needed her to assure him. And I thought, you know, that's a sweet sentiment. If I needed that in my life, that's what I'd want somebody to say to me. And so I wrote the song in honor of their situation, and lo and behold, 3 months later, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And my now husband, we were dating at the time, T.G. Shepherd, some of your listeners may know my husband's name, he told me those very same words. And I'm like, wow, what a full circle moment, and how appreciative I was to hear my own words back to me.
You can feel it in your voice, and you can hear it, too, because the fact of the matter is, words are beautiful, but the way they're interpreted certainly makes the thing so emotional. And, boy, that's what you have accomplished with this song. By the way, you mentioned If They Might Know Him. Well, they certainly know T.G. Shepherd, and I certainly know him because he's been on my show many, many times over the years. You know, I looked down some of the people that you know. I think you and I know the same people. B.J. Thomas, which we just lost, Lori Morgan, Crystal Gayle, Johnny Lee, Joe Bonzo, and my close friend Lee Greenwood, Priscilla Presley, all of them have experienced your talent. Where did you come up with this exceedingly great ability to write these beautiful songs?
Well, I don't think it has anything to do with me. I think God just allows certain people certain talents, and I'm just holding the pen, holding on for dear life.
Holding the pen. Tell us about how Ascension Hospitals picked up this song for their national ad campaign, because it's the perfect hand-in-glove fit.
Well, thank you. I've heard two different scenarios of how they came about. I had one of their affiliates come to my house several years ago and just ask me my breast cancer story. They interviewed both TG and I in hopes to play that in their hospital waiting rooms to be encouragement to other patients that may be going through that. And they asked me if I could sing something I wrote that was a bit inspirational. So I just sang, you know, a few bars of that song. Never really thought anything about it. And so they could have heard it that way. But they also have told me that they saw me sing that on YouTube when I performed it at the Bluebird Cafe. So it maybe goes hand in hand. Both of them scenarios probably have sparked their interest in it. Their campaign is Your Care Is Our Calling. And I just thought that the pandemic went hand in hand with when this song came out on their commercial. That was really such an inspirational situation for so many people to, when they left their loved ones in nursing homes or in the hospital, so many people reached out and said this song really resonated with their families, and it comforted so many people during that time. And it could not have come at a better time, which I think is truly a divine intervention.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, I just happened to be thinking of this. You know, if T.G. echoed those same words to you, you say he came around full circle, you know those were the words that you wanted to hear, obviously comparing it to your friend's husband's situation. So it is a song that you not only know about, but you feel, too. May I ask how you're doing now?
Oh, my goodness, I'm doing great. I'm 16 years out of a pretty serious diagnosis, and I'm in the process of writing a new book regarding how to overcome such a terrible disease. You know, some people can look at a cancer diagnosis as a death sentence, but in my book I share with you how to change your language and make it into a life sentence. I think it's going to really inspire people. When I was going through it, I really promised God that if he could just get me through this, I would try to be a ray of light for people to reach out to and get inspired from, because I really didn't have anybody my age to really look up towards and ask questions about, and hoping to be that for someone else.
You certainly are. Tell us about this album song that you released last year called Lullaby Country, which is a classic children's CD. I think this is lovely.
Well, it's funny because I wrote it when my daughter was a little girl, and I did it was in cassette form, believe it or not, at that time. And then many years later, it ended up in Cracker Barrel. And, you know, during the pandemic, I just saw these children just really needing new entertainment, things to do at home, and something different for their parents to be able to share with them and little ones. And so it had never been released digitally, and so we just went back to the original and decided to just, you know, release that where children could have something new to look at. And it's really funny, a full circle moment for me, because a lot of the children that used it in the original format wanted it for their now children or their four grandchildren. It's a gift that keeps on giving, in my point.
Oh, yeah, song that can go on forever and ever and ever, as does the Old Soul. Now, this is a 14-song CD set. That is really unusual these days, because normally there's not that many songs on a CD. That's great.
You know, I just wanted to give the listener a full amount of music for their money. Money's hard to come by these days,
right.
And I just couldn't stop. These are songs that I love. As a matter of fact, we're getting ready to cut Old Soul 2. Several of the songs that I didn't get to on Old Soul 1, we're going to put on a second volume, and it's just classic songs you hear at the grocery store or the car wash or whatever, but a lot of them are male vocal songs that I put a female twist to and change the dynamic of them a bit, but it's kind of like Michael Bublé does a lot of classic things. That's what we chose to do back in time, and to when it was a safer time, music was, you know, a little bit more, brings you back to a younger time, a younger era where we all were all listening to the same things. And I had a blast recording it.
Well, you know, you can hear it in your voice. And, of course, as our late friend Dick Clark said, music is the blueprint of our lives. And when you start bringing back old songs in a different arrangement, that's a winner all the way around. Not only a beautiful voice, a very good songwriter, but also an accomplished artist with oil paintings in the homes of some major celebrities, Oprah Winfrey, Barry Gibb. You are the full package there, Kelly.
Well, that and 50 cents will get you a cup of coffee.
And you're humble, too. Boy, you can't beat that. What kind of scenes do you paint?
You know, I paint just about anything. I've done everything from portraits to scenery or whatever. But I tell you, I love pets so much that I've gotten into painting pet portraits for people. And three of my pet portraits hang in Barry Gibb's. And two are in Olivia Newton-John. And one in Larry the Cable Guy's house. And one in Oprah's, and I'm not meaning to name drop, it's just that that's just how it came to be. I am friends with Olivia and Barry, and it's just a passion of mine, and I don't paint very often, but when I do, watch out.
Yeah. Can we see some stuff online?
All of this is on my website, kellylang.net. You can hear all of my music, see a lot of my paintings, and I've also started doing private speaking events and encouragement, you know, to people that might be going through a tough time and experiencing, you know, something like diagnosis cancer, and I'm trying to do as much as possible that I can possibly do to make a difference. You know, the talent and the fame part of it, that really doesn't move me, but having a format to be able to, or platform to be able to share how to accomplish things, even though we might have a bad start, is a real passion for me.
When I introduced you, I said a beautiful voice, beautiful person. Beautiful person, my friends, inside and out, really. This is the first time you've been on the show. Please join us again. And do me a favor, tell TG I asked for him, okay? He was on not too long ago, a couple of 3 weeks ago.
He's heading to Texas tonight, and then we've got a show next week in Texas. We were in Coffee, Texas last week, so we might as well just move to Texas. Like, that's where we're going every week for our period of time. But I will sure tell him hello, and I appreciate your time today. Hope your listeners go to my website, kellylang.net, and check out my new music.
Absolutely do that. Kellylang.net. Kellylang.net. And again, this beautiful song, along with all of her work, I'm Not Going Anywhere, the brainchild of a lovely lady. Kelly, thanks for joining us, and please join us again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate yours, too. Kelly Lang has been our guest. Boy, I tell you, she's something. And kellylang.net is where to go. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
I'm not going anywhere. I'd give my heart to you if your stopped beating caught your lips with mine. If you weren't breathing, you.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
In the world, you're listening to Ron Seggi today, and I'm proud to say that our next guest has been with us in the past. He's a terrific talent and a very nice gentleman. I got to tell you, he is one hard worker. He spent a decade as, of course, a pro dancer on Dancing with the Stars, 6-time winner. He was a judge on World of Dance. He's a Emmy Award winner for choreography on Dancing with the Stars. And he's the Latin world champion by the time he was 18 and an author. You don't have time for anything anymore. Joining us right now is our friend, Derek Huff. Hi, Derek. How are you? Welcome back to the show, my friend.
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Ron. Appreciate it.
Hope you're staying safe.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm staying safe and ready to go. It's going to be a good year.
It certainly is. It's going to be a great year. Well, tell us about this project that you're involved with, and I'm a pet lover. This is fantastic, okay?
Yeah.
This has to do with a 28-day challenge that is set up by Purina One. Tell us about it, because I think this is sensational. Even if you don't have a pet, you got to love animals.
Absolutely. You know, for me, I've always been extremely passionate about animals and, of course, rescuing pets. I have 2 cats. I have 2 dogs, and I love them so much, and they brought so much joy to my life. And that's why I love, you know, Purina One, the fact that they've been supporting shelters for years, for over 15 years, making donations to help pets find their forever homes. And And that's what this 28-day challenge is all about. It's, you know, so for every new person who signs up to take the 28-day challenge from June 18th to August 31st, Purina One is going to donate $1 to the Pet Finder Foundation, which is up to $28,000 to waive adoption fees and, you know, at shelters and rescue groups and, you know, further their mission to help these pets find their forever homes. And just talk firsthand and just say that, you know, rescuing an animal, there's just no greater joy. They bring so much joy to your lives. And I know for me, it's like Animal Planet at my house. You know, especially during quarantine, it was like my entire phone is just filled with animal photos and videos because, you know, they're just so entertaining. They're the best.
I'm a subscriber to the comment that former President Harry Truman said back in the late 40s, if you want a friend, buy a dog. And boy, isn't that the truth. Somebody told me that nearly 8 million pounds of dog and cat food worth more than $11 million have been donated to shelters through Purina.
Yeah, they have been, like I said before, you know, for over 15 years, been, you know, supporting animal shelters and rescue groups. And, that's why for me, whenever I, you know, can work with companies and work with causes that, you know, are for good, that's what I always like to do. And, you know, if you want to find out more information, you know, you can just go to purina1.com/adoptable pets and learn more about all their different causes. And the reason why I stress as well to adopt pets is because, you know, according to the ASPCA, approximately 6.5 million, you know, companion animals enter the U.S. animal shelters, and only about 3.2 million are adopted each year. So obviously you do the numbers there. There's a lot of animals out there that, you know, need to be adopted and need your love. So that's what this the 2080 Challenge is all about, is about, you know, raising money to help it, you know, make it easier for people to adopt pets.
You know, I always think that it's great when people do that, when they adopt pets, because everybody wants a kitten, everybody wants a puppy, because they're cute and they're fuzzy and everything else. But boy, you know, you go into a rescue mission there and you see these dogs, and in many cases have not been well cared for physically and even emotionally, and they look at you like they say, come on, Derek, you know, get me, do something, adopt me. And it's very emotional. And I would assume that a lot of these, because I had some experience with some strays that I brought to a rescue mission, a lot of these never make it to a family.
Yeah. No, it's very sad. You know, it's one of those things, like you said, you know, when you go visit them and or you see them, yeah, there's something about it. There's just this bond. There's this connection that we have with animals that is just, it's really special. It's really, really special. And again, growing up, you know, since I was a kid, I was all around animals, and was just in love with them. And slowly my house is becoming more and more like a zoo. but I absolutely love it. There's no greater feeling than to care for, you know, an animal in need. And yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Do you have any animals, Ron?
Well, you know what? I've had like 3 or 4 dogs over the years.
Here's oh, nice.
2 years ago, I lost a little white poodle that I had for 19 years. His name was Presley. And I got to tell you, this dog, we traveled everywhere with him. When we did stage shows, he came on stage. When he passed away, we actually got cards from people all over the country when they found out about it. And the funny thing about it is, Presley and the dog before that, which was another little poodle, DJ, they are in a pet cemetery in a casket with a stone. I mean, it's not just, you know, we got rid of it or cremated it and it's on the mantle.
No, yeah.
This is a 2-plot cemetery with stones, caskets, the whole 9 yards. And some people say to me, why do you do that? I said, because I got to tell you something. They were my best friends. You know, I came home in a bad mood and they didn't care. I hollered at them for doing something. It was unrequited love. And I miss them.
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful that you know, you have these animals for so long and they're your family. You know, they really are. There's this a beautiful connection, and like you said, there's this like this empathic, you know, animal that's just there to greet you and teach you how to be present and in the moment, and just incredibly special. And that's why you can imagine that, you know, maybe your pet is out there right now, you know out in a shelter just kind of waiting for you. And it's heartbreaking to think about, but it's also optimistic and exciting to think about how, you know, we can help these animals and and rescue them.
My wife feeds all the cats in the neighborhood, and one we came very close to, and he's been coming over here now for a couple of years. And, and just this morning now, he hasn't come here, so now I'm a little concerned about that. Derek, professionally, what is in the future for you? I know you got so many things going for you. You're such a talented man.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of things on the horizon. Like I said before, it's going to be a good year. I'm very, very excited about there's some exciting projects coming up. Obviously, Dancing with the Stars is going to come back in September. You know, currently I'm on High School Musical, the musical, the series, which is on Disney Plus.
Right.
And there's also some more things I can't talk about just yet, but I'm so close to talking about. But I'm very excited, and yeah, it's gonna be a good year.
Well, you know what? The fact that you can't talk about it now and you can in the future gives you an excuse to come back at another time and visit with us again. So that's the way to do that. What is that website, Derek?
You go to purina1.com/adoptable pets, and that's where you can learn more about the 28-day challenge. And it's a wonderful cause, fantastic. And 28-day challenge is obviously, you know, you notice the difference in your animal's health when they're on this food for 28 days. So that's what this is all about. Taking care of your animals, but also helping raise money to take care of other animals who are in need.
Great idea. Derek, don't be a stranger. We look forward to your return, and hopefully we can chat in a little while and talk about some of the things you got going in the fall, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ron. Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, my friend. You're great. Derek Huff has been our guest. A nice man, talented guy, and talking about a very important subject, adopting pets. He knows his stuff, and I love watching him dance. Like, he just learn how to dance, like, or not just learn how to dance, period. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgie today on this special Mother's Day weekend. I want to thank our very special guest this past hour, two giant entertainers, Barry Manilow, Smokey Robinson. Also want to thank actress Kimberly Paisley and Kristen Levine. Talk about Pet Month, May. Next hour, Melissa Francis will be joining us. Her book is now in paperback. We had her on the air when it was in hardcover. Used to be on Little House on the Prairie and now part of the Fox News team, then a buddy of ours for a long time, country legend Charlie Daniels, and Chancy Foes talking about styles for the celebrities that you can take advantage of. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgie today.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today on the special Mother's Day weekend. I want to thank our very special guests this past hour, two giant entertainers, Barry Manilow, Smokey Robinson. I also want to thank actress Kimberly Paisley and Kristen Levine. Talk about Pet Month, May. Next hour, Melissa Francis will be joining us. Her book is now in paperback. We had her on the air when it was in hardcover. Used to be on Little House on the Prairie and now part of the Fox News team. Then a buddy of ours for a long time, country legend Charlie Daniels and Chassis Foes. Talk.